mystery of crime detection has produced no more famous names than that of Sexton Blake. We present William Franklin as Sexton Blake, with David Gregory as his assistant tinker, and Heather Chasen as his secretary, Paula Dane, in a series of case histories by Donald Stewart. Today's episode is called No Trees for the Peak.
What's that you're reading, Gus?
Dr. Culpepper. I picked it up in a second-hand bookstall yesterday. It's a very old book.
What's it about?
Herbs and plants and their use in various potions for the alleviation of divers maladies, diseases, and disorders appertaining to the mind and body.
Blimey, a bit way out, isn't it?
No, it's quite interesting. These old physicians must have had great fun preparing their nostrums.
More than the patients did when they had to swallow them.
Yes, most of them must have tasted revolting.
Mr. Blake, will you see a Mrs. Gypsum Smythe?
Good heavens. Is she real?
She certainly is. She's sitting in my office at the moment, demanding to see you.
What about?
She's lost her pet Pekingese.
A dog?
Well, I gather that's what it is, though, with a name like Suki Wookie. It could be anything.
Are you seriously telling me, Paula, this woman wants me to look for a lost Pekingese?
Well, that seems to be the general idea.
Well, then get rid of her.
Well, do you think I haven't tried?
Well, try again. Be firm, polite, but forceful.
I have been. But the entire pristine stone of hers fixed immovably on a chair, and she refuses to go till she's seen you.
Tell her I'm out. Tell her I've left for Nova Scotia yesterday.
I doubt if it would have any effect on her if I told her you were dead. Except that she'd probably go and sit on your tombstone waiting for your ghost to materialize.
You go and reason with a woman, Tinker.
Oh, Emma.
Oh, God.
Oh, you'll have to see her, Mr. Blake.
We haven't the time or the talent to go chasing after lost peaks.
But she says it was stolen.
I'm not interested.
Then we've got a permanent fixture.
Tell her to go to the police. I know. Send around to see Chief Inspector Coote.
She insists on seeing you.
Well, we've got to get rid of her somehow.
Well, that's quite simple. See her.
All right. Show her in.
Well, I'll just pop off to the lab and finish those special
slides. No, you don't. You'll stay here. Go on, Paula. Let's get it over.
I think I'm going to enjoy this. Will you come this way, please? Mr. Blake will see you now.
About time, too. Mr. Sexton Blake.
Yes. You are Mrs. Gypsum Smythe.
I am. And I may tell you that I am not accustomed to be kept waiting.
Well, new experiences are always worthwhile, don't you think?
I wish to commission you to find my Pekingese, Suki Wookie.
I'm afraid I shall have to decline, Mrs. Gypsum Smythe.
Nonsense. Of course you won't decline.
I'm sorry, but I'm a very busy man.
I'm prepared to pay you any reasonable fee.
It's not a question of fees.
Ridiculous. Everything is a question of fees.
If that's the result of your experience, you have my sympathy.
You are a detective, are you not?
Yes, but that doesn't mean I'm willing to take commissions from everyone who comes here or to undertake anything.
Not just anything. Suki Wookie is very precious to me. He must be found.
Maybe, but not by me, Mr. Gypsum Smythe. I suggest you go to the police or advertise his loss, offering a suitable reward to the finder.
Do you mind moving from that armchair, young man? I wish to sit down.
I'm sorry.
I don't admire your manners, Mr. Blake.
I don't think that's really relevant, is it? If you've been staying...
I am staying. I am staying until we've properly discussed this matter of Suki Wookie.
We have properly discussed it, as far as I'm going to. I don't wish to be rude, Mr. Gypsum Smythe, but I must ask you to leave.
You refuse to find Suki Wookie?
I thought I'd made myself fairly clear.
You're a very foolish man. I shall make it my business to see that your attitude is known in the right quarters. It will do you no good, I can assure you.
I think I'll take the risk, Mrs. Gypsum Smythe, and stick to my decision. Now, I shall be glad if you'd please go. Paula, will you show Mrs. Gypsum Smythe out?
I was given to understand that you were a very able and intelligent man.
I continue to think so, madam. Good morning.
Cool. What an old cow.
Bit overpowering, wasn't she?
Overpowering? I thought she was going to take up squatter's rights.
Well, did you enjoy yourself?
No. I reckon Suki Wookie knew what he was doing when he decided to get lost.
The poor little thing was stolen.
What happened to Suki Wookie is no business of ours. Now, what time am I supposed to be at the Foreign Office, Paula?
At 12:30, Mr. Blakesley. You've got plenty of time.
That woman hasn't come back, has she?
Heaven forbid.
Oh, I'd better go and see who it is. Usual formula, I suppose.
Well, we definitely can't take on anything else until we know what they want at the Foreign Office. You never know where that lost.
All right, keep calm. I'm on my way.
Good morning. I should like to see Mr. Sexton Blake.
Oh, I'm afraid Mr. Blake is too busy to see anyone.
Oh, dear me, that's very awkward. I'm most anxious to see him.
I'm very sorry, but it's quite important.
It's extremely urgent.
Perhaps you care to write.
I told you the matter is very urgent. I must see Mr. Blake at once.
And I told you that Mr.
Blake... I'm sorry, but I've got to see him.
Don't walk away like that. Now, come back.
Paula, what's the matter?
Mr. Blake,
I apologize.
What do you mean by forcing your way past my secretary?
Who are you? Henry Gibson Smythe.
No, not another.
Mr. Blake, it's most important. Terribly important.
Look here, we've already had one member of your family pestering us this morning.
That was my mother, Mr. Blake. Please listen to me.
I am not going to listen to you, Mr. Gibson Smythe. You pushed your way into my flat, and now you can push your way out again.
But it's really very serious. What has happened to Suki Wuki? Where is he?
I suggest you try the Battersea Dog Home. Or is Suki Wuki a snob?
If only I could persuade you.
You can't.
I'm sure
Tinker,
that...
Tinker, take Mr. Gibson Smythe and drop him. Put him outside the front door. Okay,
really?
Come out this way.
Oh, dear, what can I do?
Well, you can save your breath now. Come on, down. Stay outside and don't come back.
Well, I'll give the Gibson Smythe family one thing. Their persistence.
Oh, I hope there aren't any more lurking about. Can you imagine kicking up all this fuss because you wouldn't try and find their Suki Wuki?
Oh, I'll take it just in case. Mr. Sexton Blake's residence? Oh, yes. Just one moment, please. Foreign Office for you.
Hello? Well, my appointment wasn't until 12:30. Oh, yes, I could. What's all the trouble? What? Here, I'd better come round. Yes, I will. Right away. They must be stark, raving mad, or I am.
Why, what's the matter?
Do you know what they want me for? They want me to find the whereabouts of a blasted Pekingese called Suki Wuki.
You must realize, Blake, it's a very serious matter.
How can I, Crail, if you won't tell me what it's all about?
I'm not at liberty to say more than I have.
And that's nothing at all, except that you want me to find this confounded dog.
That's right. He's got to be found as soon as possible.
Well, get someone else to find him.
No, now, look here, Blake. You've always helped us out before. I didn't
expect to see you, Crail. I was asked for by the Undersecretary.
The department is handling this.
No wonder you won't help. But I'm not playing unless I know a heck of a lot more about what I'm supposed to be doing.
I can't tell you off my own bat. I'll try and get permission.
You do that. You'll find me at Berkeley Square.
Oh, now, just a minute, Blake. Don't be hasty. There is a very great deal at stake.
I don't like blind dates. You're asking a darn sight too much.
Yes, I know. I told the Prime Minister that, but he wouldn't budge.
What on earth has the Prime Minister got to do with Suki Wuki?
If you'll agree to find this dog, that's all we're asking.
Well, it's enough to be going on with. What about the Gypsum Spies? How do they come into it? Is Suki Wuki their dog?
I should imagine so. I couldn't be absolutely certain.
Are you certain about anything, Craig?
I'm certain that we've got to find that dog.
But you can't tell me why.
Well, except that it's the same reason the Gypsum Spies are so anxious to find it.
Supposing I discover the reason for myself?
I shall be delighted. I mean that.
Well, what can you tell me?
Very little, I'm afraid.
You're a tremendous help. Come on, Craig. You must know something. When did this dog get lost or stolen or whatever happened to it? And where did it happen? Or is that top secret, too?
Do these questions mean you are going to find the dog?
Well, let's say try, shall we? Quite obviously, I'm not going to get much help from you or the Foreign Office, and probably precious little from the Gibson Smythe.
I knew we could rely on you.
It's high time your bunch learned to rely on themselves. I gather you got yourselves into one hell of a mess, and I'm supposed to get you out of it.
My dear Blake, I can't think of anyone else capable of dealing successfully...
Don't pile on the sugar, Crail. I'll do what I can. Not to save your reputation... but because I'm curious.
The entire British government will be indebted to you, Blake.
How nice.
Now, I've got all the information I'm at liberty to disclose in this folder.
Yeah, I'll take it with me.
Oh, and give my regards to Miss Dane. Such a charming girl. I always think of her with the eyes. The deepest admiration.
She'll be thrilled. Goodbye, Crail.
Right, let me know the moment you've got any news.
I bet there's no need for all that hush-hush, top-secret drivel, Gov. It's just old Crail's dose to sound impressive.
This hush-hush business comes from higher up. Very much higher up.
Well, that doesn't mean a thing. They're all tarred with the same brush.
Has it occurred to you it's because they don't know?
Well, that's rubbish, Paula. I mean, they must
now, hold it, Tinker. What exactly do you mean, Paula?
Just what I said. They don't know. Well, they know it's important to find what's happened to this little peak, but they don't know exactly why.
Well, why not say so?
For the reason you gave just now. Mr. Crail wanted to sound impressive.
Go on, Paula. You may have got something there.
Well, that's awful. I can't put it any plainer.
A cover-up for lack of actual knowledge. Sort of Operation Save Face.
Hmm.
Could be. It's one of their favorite tactics. Anyway, my job is to find this peak.
Well, the information we've got, that's next door to impossible.
That's what's made me agree to try. Paula, have a look at Crail's file and see what we've got to go on.
Oh, just a minute. Let me see. Suki Wuki strayed or was stolen about 5:30 last night in Beecham Place. Exact spot unknown. One minute he was on the end of his lead, the next he wasn't.
Fat lot of help, that is.
And the lead, incidentally, had been cut.
Now, did Crail get that at first hand or from Mrs. Gibson Smythe?
If the latter, then it must have been reported to him by that massive lady or insignificant Sir Henry. Point one. Point two, the Foreign Office made that appointment this morning for me to go and see the Undersecretary at 12:30.
After that appointment had been made, Mrs. Gibson Smythe arrived, followed by her son.
Both trying to persuade me to find Suki Wuki. When I refuse, the Foreign Office rings up almost immediately and asks the same thing. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, only that those two got onto the blower at once.
Exactly, which means that the Gibson Smythes, Crail, and the Foreign Office are all under the same hat. As far as this business is concerned.
It doesn't help much in finding Suki Wuki, does it?
What can you do then, Gus?
The only way is to approach it from the other angle. Why was the dog pinched? That should give us a line to the pincher.
And Suki Wuki?
The Jimson Smythes are the people we've got to go gunning after.
But if they knew who'd pinched the dog, they'd have told Old Crail, wouldn't they?
I'm not sure, but if not, why not? And if they did, why isn't it in the file? Well, the first thing is to find them.
Pity I didn't take that woman's address.
Well, I wonder if she'd given you the right one, Paula. I have an idea that the Gibson Smythes are going to prove elusive.
Well, Mr. Crail must know.
He's got an attack of lockjaw over all this. He's only obeying orders, of course.
If they came from the government, this Suki Wuki thing must be pretty big.
I think it is.
I'll go. But I've put the chain on the door in case of another attempted break-in.
Couldn't Chief Inspector Coote help?
To trace the Gibson Smythes, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he ought to be able to do it quicker than Nichols.
It's worth trying.
Mr. Blake, will you see a Mr. Gary Hansen? He's from the American Embassy.
What does he want?
I guess I better explain, Mr. Blake. We want to retain you on a very urgent matter.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hansen, but I'm far too busy to take on anything else.
Now, just a moment, please, Mr. Blake. I represent the American ambassador, and this ranks as top priority. We want you to find a dog, a Pekingese called Suki Wuki.
I've done my best, Blake. But we can't trace anyone of the name of Gibson Smythe. Doesn't appear to be such a name in existence.
I was rather afraid you wouldn't have any luck, Coots.
Plenty of Smythes and Smiths. A lot of double-barreled ones, too. But no Gibson Smythes.
Well, there's no doubt they exist. I've seen them. They've both been here.
Must have given you a fake name.
Well, looks like it, doesn't it?
What's it all in aid of, eh?
I wish I knew. These people seem to have disappeared as effectively as Suki Wuki.
Who the devil's Suki Wuki?
The Suki Wuki is a Pekingese.
One of those little yapping dogs?
That's right. A very important little yapping dog. The Gibson Smythe, the Foreign Office, Crail, and the American Ambassador have all commissioned me to find him.
You're pulling my leg.
Oh, no, I'm not, Coots. This dog, Suki Wuki, appears to be of vital importance. And not only to the people I've mentioned, but to the government as well.
How?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
What happened to the little brute?
Oh, lost or stolen, anyway disappeared. And all the powers that be have gone into a flat spin in consequence.
You say Crail's in this?
Very much so, but he won't say what's at the bottom of it. All very secret and hush-hush.
Could have thought they'd have told you.
You would, wouldn't you? This is a perfect example of the civil service ostrich in the sand attitude. Probably the office boy and a couple of junior typists know all about it.
I know, I've had some. Well, I wish you joy of it.
Oh, I'm getting quite a kick out of it.
Anything else I can do to help?
No, at the moment, Coots, thanks.
All right, I'll be getting along.
Excuse me. Sexton Blake speaking. Who? Sorry, I didn't quite get the name. Yes? Oh, I see. I could, but I can't promise that... I don't mind discussing the matter, as long as you don't expect... Yes, 3 o'clock will suit me quite well. Yes. Goodbye. That was the Russian embassy.
Blake, surely you don't mean to tell
but
me...
But of course, they want me to find Suki Wuki. Getting more interesting, isn't it?
Where's the governor, Paula?
He's gone to the Russian embassy.
The Russian embassy? What on earth for?
Suki Wuki.
You don't mean the Russians have got that little brute?
Oh, no. They want Mr. Blake to find him.
Blimey, everyone wants to find that perishing animal. Why the dickens is it so important?
Well, perhaps it's something to do with China. I mean, they come from Peking, don't they?
Oh, don't be silly, Paula.
You never know. Everybody else seems to be in on the act. How did you get on?
Not a smell of anything. I've been to every shop in Beecham Place. Nobody remembers seeing anyone like Jimson Smythe or Suki Wuki.
Rather surprising, isn't it?
Oh, well, people are too busy to notice anything these days.
But you'd think that when Mrs. Gibson Smythe found that her dear little Suki Wuki had gone, she'd have rushed into all the shops looking for him and kicked up hell.
Well, she didn't. And I don't believe it happened in Beecham Place anyway.
Well, Mr. Crail said it did.
Oh, Crail would say anything to suit him, or the department. If only we could get a hold of the Gibson Smythe.
The operative word is if. Chief Inspector Coote says they don't exist.
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, hello, Mr. Crail.
Can I
get you?
The governor isn't in.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to wait
one day.
Oh, well, of course. Paula, here's Mr. Crail.
Ah, Miss Dane.
delighted to see you again. May I say how very charming you look? What?
If it gives you any pleasure, Mr. Crail.
One of the few pleasures left in this drab world, Miss Dane, is an attractive girl.
Well, I'm sure you do your best to cheer yourself up. Tinker, why don't you take Mr. Crail into the sitting room?
Yeah, I'd much rather stay here.
Oh, there's the governor now.
Dollar, I want to...
Oh, hello, Crail. What brings you here?
It's rather urgent, Blake. Can we talk in private?
More hush-hush stuff?
Yeah, all right, come into the sitting room.
I did suggest that in the first place, Mr. Blake.
You ought to know by now, Paula, how difficult Crail can be when it suits him.
Oh, really, Blake?
Well, never mind. Come along, tell me what it's all about this time.
I'm very disturbed, Blake. Very disturbed.
You're not the only one.
You've been to the Russian embassy.
Yes, I have.
And Hansen from the American embassy has also been in touch with you. What did they want, Blake? Have they got on to this business?
What business?
You know very well.
I don't know very well. You asked me to help you, then you won't tell me anything about what I'm supposed to be helping you on.
I'd tell you willingly if I hadn't been sworn to secrecy. Now, what did the Russians want?
How do you know they didn't swear me to secrecy?
Oh, look here, Blake. This is a serious business.
One missing peak.
It sounds absurd, doesn't it? But it's nothing of the kind, I assure you.
It certainly seems to have caused quite a diplomatic panic.
Nothing to what it will cause if that wretched animal isn't found.
Whatever it is you're hiding affects both America and Russia.
It could. And it's dynamite.
Any other countries involved?
They'd all be interested.
Enough to pin Suki Wuki?
Perhaps. If they realize its value.
Equally, of course, a private individual could cash in on the thing.
What are you getting at, Blake?
Unless they're putting up a bluff, neither America nor Russia had anything to do with stealing the dog. So if it wasn't the agent of some other country, it was a private person for his own end.
Oh, I don't see that any private person could possibly know anything about it.
Don't be stupid, Crail. It happened. Therefore, somebody must have known about it. In fact, quite a lot of people. The Russians knew, the Americans knew.
Well, they can't have known the full details.
They both knew enough to try and commission me to find Suki Wuki.
You didn't agree.
Well, no. If this is an international fracas, I come out on our side. But as I see it at the moment, some muddle-headed idiot in the government must have dropped the clangor of a lifetime.
Yeah. What makes you think that?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, from the way you're all covering up. I don't know exactly how Suki Wuki comes into it, but I could hazard a guess. Yes, Paula?
The foreign office on the telephone for Mr. Crail.
Yeah, what the devil do they...
Switch the call through here, will you, Paula?
Right, Mr. Blake.
Crail here. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. It's the foreign secretary himself. Must be very important. Yes. Yes, this is Crail. You want me at once? Why, what's happened? No. No, of course, I understand. Yes, I'll be there as quickly as I can. I'll have to rush off, Blake. Something serious has happened.
The Foreign Secretary lost his rose-colored glasses.
It's no joking matter, Blake. He couldn't tell me over the phone, but he sounded as if he'd had a very bad shock.
Perhaps they've introduced tea bags to the FO. You'd better get a move on and find out what all the excitement's about.
Mr. Sexton Blake's residence? Oh, yes, Mr. Nichols. No, he's not in. Can I do anything? You have? Well, how did you manage it? Just a minute, and I'll jot it down. Are you certain? I mean, you had no photographs or anything to go on. Oh, I see. Well, of course, Mr. Blake is quite good at that, but it would be a bit awkward if there was a mistake. Yes, all right, Mr. Nichols. I'll tell him as soon as he comes in. Goodbye.
Who's that on the blur for?
Nichols.
Well, what did he want?
He's traced the Gypsum Smythe.
Oh, I didn't know he was trying. Anyway, who are they?
There's some people named Harvey. The interesting thing is that they're friends of one of the ministers of state at the Foreign Office.
Is this one of your little jokes?
No, that's what Nichols said.
He's made a mistake.
Now, Nichols is very reliable.
Well, what's he got to go on?
Well, Mr. Blake did a couple of pencil sketches of them.
Oh, the governor can get a pretty good line. Do you remember the one he did of you?
Oh, I've still got it. I'm rather proud of it, actually.
I wish I knew what was going on. Oh, Crail left here at the double.
Mr. Sexton Blake's residence? Now, I'm afraid he isn't in, Mr. Crail. Well, I don't know. Can I give him the message? Yes, I'll tell him that. I'm sure that's entirely your imagination, Mr. Crail. Goodbye. That man's got a one-track mind. My voice isn't sexy.
Well, never mind that. What did he ring up for?
He wants Mr. Blake to go and see him as soon as possible. It's very urgent. But apparently not urgent enough for him to keep his mind on the job.
I've got permission to tell you the whole story, in confidence, of course.
Of course.
Well, it's one of the ministers of state in the Foreign Office. He's got a mania for gadgets. Anything new, from a different kind of can opener to a miniature radio. Well, in this case, it was a tape recorder one of our agents brought back from abroad. It was the smallest thing of its kind I've ever seen. Well, the minister was delighted with it and took it home for the weekend. And that's how the trouble started.
That's where the Harveys came in, was it?
Oh, you found out about them, have you?
Naturally. Go on.
Well, the minister had been working on one of his harebrained ideas. He has quite a few of them, but they're usually scotched before they get to the cabinet. But this one was a particularly wild idea. He'd worked it out on paper, but decided to try out this new gadget by recording the rough draft on it.
Is this where Suki Wuki enters the picture?
Yes. The spools of this tiny tape recorder are only 3/4 inch in diameter, although it'll record nearly half an hour's material. Well, after recording the draft of this idea, the minister removed the little spool from the tape recorder and lifted it on his desk.
Rather a foolish thing to do.
Damn stupid. But as you know, Blake, he's been known to do foolish things before.
No comment. What's happened?
Elder Harveys were having tea with Mrs. Minister. Actually, they're her friends. They'd brought that infernal Pekingese Suki Wuki with them. And the little beast strayed into the study. When Mrs. Harvey missed him, her son went to look for him. Suki Wuki had jumped up on the desk and was playing with the little spool of tape.
And swallowed it, eh?
Not only that. The minister came in at that moment and the brute of a dog took fright and streaked out of the open French window. And that's the last anyone saw of it.
But didn't they search?
Well, of course they did. Henry Harvey combed the place thoroughly, but the dog had vanished. Well, the minister was frantic. He went straight to the foreign secretary and both of them rushed round to Downing Street and laid the whole thing before the prime minister, including the draft of this crazy idea which had been recorded on the missing tape. Now, nobody in the government had heard or seen this before, and the balloon went up. My department was called in. Well, the whole thing was so dangerous that it was decided nothing must be allowed to leak out.
What was this wild scheme?
It was nothing less than a draft for a treaty between America, England, and Communist China, with the possible advantages spelt out in some detail.
Excluding Russia?
Yes.
A new and very different balance of power.
Well, it was at my suggestion you were asked to find Suki Wuki, but after the appointment was made, the Harveys were very upset, suggested that they should see you first. If you agreed to find Suki Wuki for them, the Foreign Office needn't appear in the matter. And just in case there should be any link between them and the minister, they used the name Gypsum Smythe.
I can't see why you weren't allowed to put me in the picture at the beginning. I've done plenty of delicate work for the government before.
Yes, but not in a matter that threatened their very existence.
Why has the ban been lifted now?
Blake, have you ever heard of the Peep Show?
You mean the weekly scandal sheet?
Yes. Edited by a man named Jones. Now, the Foreign Secretary's heard from Mr. Jones. He's got that tape, Blake. He threatens to print the contents in the Peep Show unless we make it worth his while not to. Now, if that tape is put into print, the result would be catastrophic.
I've got a completely free hand. Otherwise, nothing doing.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll do my best.
Not prepared to discuss the matter, Mr. Blake. If I print this thing, the circulation of the Peep Show will jump sky high. I stand to cash in on a pretty good profit.
But nothing like the amount you're asking not to print it, Mr. Jones. £500,000 is a lot of money.
Chicken feed to the government. Besides, I've got to add a bit for the loss of kudos.
You can't lose something you never had, Mr. Jones.
Depends on how you look at it. But I'm not going to haggle. That's my price. You can take it or leave it.
You are aware this is blackmail, aren't you?
You can call it that if you like. I don't see it that way. A solicitor says, "Dear sir, unless you pay so much, I shall issue a writ." I say to the government, "Dear sirs, unless you pay me the sum of £500,000, I shall publish." What's the difference?
The police will tell you.
You don't go to the police. I've had copies of that tape made, standard size. Every newspaper in the country had to get one if the police came into it.
And how did you get that tape? The original, I mean, Mr. Jones.
Does it matter? The main fact is that I have it.
Stolen property.
So what? Oh, I'd have me arrested and the newspapers print. It's not worth it.
Demanding money with menaces.
I guess I'm demanding money with menaces. I admit it, but there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
You think you're sitting pretty, Mr. Jones?
Don't you?
Not quite as pretty as all that.
All you can do is pay.
Or tell you to go ahead and print the contents of that tape.
I don't think you'd do that. The government wouldn't let you.
How long have you been running the peep show, Mr. Jones?
Well, just over 3 years. What's that got to do with it?
Oh, just curiosity. What did you do before?
I'm not answering any more questions. Pie up or I print. Which is it? I've no time to waste talking.
Neither have I, Mr. Jones, so I think we'll have a little action.
Yeah. Put that gun away. I'll call my staff.
Your staff have been taken care of. Why do you think I wasted so much time talking to you? Now, I'll have that tape, please, and the copies.
I'll see you in here.
Oh, save it, will you? Tinker!
Okay, Cap, what's the drill?
I want the key of that safe over there, Mr. Jones.
What do you take me for?
I'd rather like to tell you, Mr. Jones, but there really isn't time. Come on, the key.
You don't use that gun?
A bullet in the kneecap is a very painful experience. You wouldn't like it at all.
All right, I'll give you the key.
Open that safe, Tinker.
Here are the tapes, Gov.
Don't overlook the miniature one.
I'll still print that article.
If you do, Mr. Jones, it'll cost you a lot of money in damages. Without the authenticity of the tape, you wouldn't stand a chance.
Got it. Here, in this little box.
Good. Now, Mr. Jones, there's still that matter of demanding money with menaces.
You can't prove a thing. Just your word against mine.
Oh, no, it isn't. You aren't the only one with miniature tape recorders, Mr. Jones.
Well, what about you, menacing me with a gun?
Yes, well, you see, I didn't actually bother to record that bit. Ready, Tinker?
Yes, Governor.
Right, then you go ahead.
Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
This is most grateful, Blake.
He's a lucky man. Let's hope he won't be such a flaming idiot in future.
Yes, we all hope that. Did Jones kill that poor little beast, Suki Wookie?
He never even saw the dog.
Huh? Well, how did he get hold of the tape, then?
From Henry Harvey.
Harvey?
Oh, for pity's sake, Crail, that Pekingese could never have swallowed that tape. You hadn't been so damn concerned about giving nobody any information. Even you could have seen it was ludicrous.
But why should Harvey take the tape? He couldn't have known what it was.
He didn't, but he saw it there and he thought it might be valuable. The minister came in just then and Henry said that Suki Wookie had swallowed it. It was the first thing that came into his head.
Hmm. So what happened to the dog?
Henry killed it and hid the body in the garden. We found it.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, this will be a shock for the minister.
Well, he should be more careful of his friends. Henry had a lot of money, betting mostly. His mother had no idea. But he won't try anything again. Coots and I frightened him out of his wits between us. Better than a scandal.
Yes. Well, I can't thank you enough, Blake. You'll be hearing officially, of course. Now, I must be getting along. No rest for the wicked, what?
You know best about that. Oh, Tinker.
Yes, Captain?
Will you show Mr. Crail out?
Oh, I was hoping to see that charming secretary of yours, Blake.
Paula's not available this morning, Crail.
Ah.
So long. I expect I'll be seeing you quite soon.
Quite soon? Why?
Well, work it out for yourself, Crail. Goodbye for now.
What did you mean about seeing Crail again quite soon?
It'll be quite interesting to see just how long it takes him to wonder how the Russian and American embassies were so quick off the mark. Their information must have come from somewhere inside Whitehall. Poor old Crail. Stopping those leaks should keep him busy for quite a time.
That story in our Sexton and Blake series was called No Trees for the Peak and was written by Donald Stewart. William Franklin was Sexton Blake, David Gregory Tinker, and Heather Chasen Paula. Mrs. Gibson Smythe was played by Beth Boyd, Henry Gibson Smythe and Gary Hansen, John Bowne, Eustace Crail, Ronald Baddeley, Detective Chief Inspector Coots, Wilfred Babbage, and Mr. Jones, Nigel Graham.